Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another serving of Business Soup Talk Radio. If it's in business, it's Business Soup. I'm your host, John Dibbevoise. Today at the table, we have a longtime horse friend of mine, Robin Hoffman. She grew up in an entrepreneur family. Her grandfather started the family business that was instrumental in the formation of the Hawaiian shirt look. Well, being the entrepreneur, she decided she was going to do something on her own. She saw a problem, she identified it, and she wanted to help people be healthy. So sit on down, pull up a chair. We are having a healthy serving of Business Soup with Robin Hoffman and her company, Clarity. Robin, welcome to this serving of Business Soup.
Hello, thank you.
Robin, you and I, in our history of growing up in the same childhood environment, we go back one or more decades at least, back to what our generation would affectionately call the golden age of the horse show circuit, where it was such fun, and we showed on the A circuit, which some of my audience knows, those were the horses and the competitors who were the elites. It's a pleasure to have you on my program, and was always a pleasure to be going in circles with you in the arena.
Yeah, thank you, John. Yeah, those were the golden ages, weren't they?
Yes, and I often refer to the fact that I've been going in circles all my life. And that was just one example of it. So you, like myself and so many people, were brought up in an entrepreneurial family. Yours happened to start almost 100 years ago in the Hoffman fabric industry, or the fabric industry, which came to be known as the Hoffman California Fabrics. Now, tell us a little bit about how you were brought up in that environment and how you worked your way into it, and then we'll get into your entrepreneurship.
Yeah, so my grandfather started Hoffman Woolens, actually, back in 1924.
And that was Rube Hoffman, as I understand.
Yes, yeah, correct. Rube. Up in Los Angeles. He'd been, though, actually from New York, but was living in Los Angeles, started the company. And then he had two boys, my dad being one of them. And when my dad was old enough and he was in the Navy and stationed over in Hawaii, he had always been a surfer, and he was over there, and he loved surfing as much as just being in the Navy. So it was a perfect combination. But he came back to my grandfather and said, we really need to bring in Hawaiian prints. And so my dad actually was instrumental in the Hawaiian print shirts brought into the United States, and those prints being, or actually into California, not the United States, because Hawaii is in the United States, but into California, to where then he was instrumental in developing a lot of the surfwear companies with some of the owners of the brands back in the early 80s. But anyway, we got into the Hawaiian print industry, but then we also got into the quilting industry, where we're a huge manufacturer of quilting fabrics. So it's changed over the years, obviously, from woolens to different fabrics. We've, you know, over 96 years, we pretty much printed and designed prints for all sorts of textiles.
So the Hawaiian prints that all of us guys like to wear, that we get from so many different stores and outlets, we can trace that back to the Hoffman California Fabrics?
Pretty much. I mean, we were instrumental in, you know, like back in the day in Ocean Pacific and Hobie's and Quiksilver's first prints and Billabong. And, you know, I could go on and on with different names, Hang Ten and all of them, you know, my dad was involved with and doing prints for back years and years and years ago before I was ever involved in the business. So I remember when I was growing up and showing horses, I didn't see much of my dad because our company was in Los Angeles and we lived in Capistrano. And so he'd be on the train every day commuting back and forth to LA to work.
On the Amtrak, what they now call what the surfer.
Surfliner.
Surfline, yeah. Yes. You've been involved in that business. You grew up in it and you became a chief financial officer. And then, like your grandfather, you had this entrepreneurial spirit and you decided, you know what? I'm going to do something on my own. What was that aha moment that made you think that, you know what? I'm going to do something. And what problem were you looking at solving?
Well, just to take you back a little bit, before I got in to the family business. I was selling fabric for a while I was still showing and training horses, and that was in my early 20s. So I was an entrepreneur back then and starting, you know, showing horses for a living for many years, but selling fabric. But then things changed in my life and I moved back from Texas to California. And that's when I came and started working at the family business. And over about, after about 10 years of being here, I then took on the position as CFO and have been that for many, many years now, because I've been here over 25 years. But looking back, when I decided to start my own business, it was when my daughter was going off to college. And, you know, I love our family business and I'm here every day, but I just had a feeling that came to me that I wanted to make more of an impact in people's lives. And I've always been very, very health conscious. And growing up as a horse person and outdoors and athletic all the time and staying in shape and everything. And then also, I don't know if you knew this, but I was vegetarian at the age of 16 and I haven't had meat since, even though it was just a kid thing of why I did it. It had nothing to do with cattle or horses or anything being beef and so forth. But so I've been always very health conscious. I've been vegan and gluten free for 30 plus years. So I just had this ambition to start my own company with a health product for children and adults. And so just started looking at what it would take. And because I love educating people about health and how the body can heal itself. And with the right supplements, it can really help, you know, the body regenerate.
So that was your idea, was because of your background as being a vegetarian. And yes, I knew that. So you and I would sit down at the same table. We'd just be ordering from different menus. You know, I'm the cattle rancher. Nevertheless, you found a place in your life to be a vegetarian and vegan, and then you decided that you were going to advance that concept into a business, and that business became what is known as Clarity. And I ran into you not long ago at a movie premiere, and there you were set up with your products, Clarity, and I knew nothing about it. And in every business, there's what I call the 5 points, and my audience knows these: the idea, the plan, the people, the execution, and the solution. So you had this idea you were going to help give people a quality product that was healthy for them, and you came up with a product. Your first product was known as Calibrate. What was the process that you had once you had the idea to get to deploying a product?
Yeah, so that was a process.
It always is.
Yep, had the idea, and then where do you start, right? And so I started just reaching out to some people I knew, and one thing led to another, and they led me to, this one fellow led me to a doctor in a manufacturing facility, and then there I led to another fellow that was a product developer. And I was led to some consultants that were, you know, had started some health companies before and some branding. And I knew I wanted the name Clarity. So I had that in my mind, at least. And they helped me brand it. And then I started working with this product developer, and he is very into the latest science and what's going on in the world of health and epigenetics and, you know, all these crazy words that I knew nothing about. But over time, I learned.
Well, you just said one I wasn't familiar with. What was that? Epigenetics?
Epigenetics. EPI genetics. It's over genetics. It's working with your genes.
Okay.
So anyway, we just worked together for a couple of years developing our first product, like you said, is Calibrate, and it works with your cells and reboots your cells so the body can heal itself. So it's a very cutting edge science, but took a long time for me to really grasp it. And we try not to overwhelm people with science, but just the product works, you know, and you take it daily and it really helps with your body. But getting to the process was getting a team together, getting some consultants that were experienced in the field and leading me down the right path and getting the right team together.
Reading from your website, your mission statement, which says, quote, "We aim at improving the physical and mental well-being of each individual with our holistic approach to wellness. Our cutting-edge products reboot your cells and offer a shield of defense against the harmful frequencies in today's environment." That last sentence caught my attention, the harmful frequencies. Are we talking about those frequencies that you see and can't see, or the way in which we conduct our habits of frequencies of doing or not doing things?
more of the harmful frequencies that you can't see that are bombarding our body every day, like radiation, EMFs, and things like that. So you really have to keep your immune system boosted and your cells strong, because every disease and ailment starts with an unhealthy cell. So that's where the science comes into working with your cells. So I'm glad that caught your attention. It's very important because we are bombarded daily. And, you know, just breathing the air out. And like I said, the EMFs from all the Wi-Fi devices and your...
EMF is, as we've talked about with the implementation and distribution of 5G, EMF is the electromagnetic frequencies. It's microwaves. So we are bombarded from your water meter to your electric meter to the Wi-Fi that's in your house. There are EMFs all around us. And so you are developing a product that will basically strengthen the cells within your body to fend off not only the EMFs, but basically every other thing that wants to invade your body. And you did that with something called Calibrate. Do tell, how does that work?
Well, we also have a scientist that we worked with for years that she has been in the industry of helping people mitigate the EMF. And she is the queen of that industry and very well known in the industry of scalar energy and bioscalar energy. And so she actually infuses our product with that energy. And it's a little bit hard to understand. We all have our own energy, correct? Like your voice, sure. Everybody, you have your own energy. I have my energy. And you can, that's how you tell someone's voice, is just, we're all individual. And so all our products are plant-based. So each individual ingredient has its own energy. And so when she infuses it, and this is in very layman's terms, because I'm not a Please. Scientist or a biophysicist, but when she infuses that product and the ingredients, it makes the ingredients all harmonize and work together as opposed to fighting against each other. And so it just makes the product way stronger so it can get deeper into the cell as opposed to having a trouble getting into the cell and harmonizing with your body.
That sounds kind of hocus pocus. How do you infuse energy into something that I'm going to drink?
Because just like we are cells and are like, I want to say, a battery where we get charged up by sleep, by the food we eat, you're charging your body and giving it energy, right?
Sure.
So scalar energy is from our earth, and she has a way. It's just like Tesla. She works with Tesla coils and all of that for years. And so she has a way of harnessing the scalar energy and can infuse that into products. And don't ask me how, because I'm not the biophysicist and I don't have all the studies or the initials behind my name. And she has clinical studies from NASA and everything on her science with all the clinical studies done behind it. But it definitely works.
We're talking with Robin Hoffman-Hack from the business called Clarity. Now, Clarity is a company that you developed. It was your concept. You created the idea, the plan. You got the people, including your biophysicist. Is that it?
Did I get uh-huh.
Okay, biophysicist. It's one of those big words. And you have to get it out there. And as I talk about, distribution is the most important part of any business, because without it, you've got nothing. So you create this great product known as Calibrate as your first product. Now you have to get it out there. You chose a direct marketing program. Why a direct marketing program for this product?
Just because I love the fact of educating people. And when you're in direct sales or affiliate, you know, marketing, you have the people that are explaining the products and sharing the products with their friends. And I don't think there's anything better than getting someone you trust to share something with you and share the benefits and the results that they've seen from the product, as opposed to just a product sitting on a shelf in a store.
What you've done is that you chose to get, say, a room full of people, just to break it down into the simplest form, and you educate them on what the product does, and you give them the opportunity. So basically, through this type of marketing, is that I can sell to friends, family, and anyone else, and I would not only make money on the sale of that, but then on the sale of any other product that they might sell.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's how it works. Now, folks, this is not a sales pitch, but I'm always telling everybody to have their own home-based business. It doesn't matter what it is. Mine's horses and cattle. You may not want to be next door to me after it rains, but you know what? It all smells like money to me. I've known Robin for a long time, and she has a company that she created. It's known as Clarity. You can check them out on the website, which is available through our link right there at Business Soup, where you're listening to this podcast as we speak. So, Robin, there we were at a theater. You're standing there next to a line of products. First one you came out with was Calibrate. And that, as you say, helps to enhance my cells through the chemistry that you've put into the products and such. Obviously, this is not going to be an overnight feeling that I'm going to get. It's got to be something like systemic, so it builds up. Over what period of time will I start seeing or feeling anything that this product, this Calibrate, that I'd be taking, give me?
Because it is powerful and starts working immediately on your body, and it gets rid of inflammation and supports that and gives you mental clarity. Some people start feeling a difference within 2 days.
2 days. And what kind of difference are they starting to feel?
A lot of them feel more clarity, more awake, brighter, more focus. The longer you're on it, the more your body, when you rid the body of inflammation and toxicity in the body, then you start seeing differences like not feeling stressed, no more joint pain, no more stomach issues. I'm sleeping better. I have more energy. I can have more. Just one woman came to my mind and she goes, now I have 4 hours more in my day because she's not going to bed as early and she's waking up earlier and feeling better. And so she has more time in her day.
Well, sleep is an important issue, and if it can help people sleep better and without giving them nightmares or complications in their sleep, that's huge. That in of itself is quite valuable. If someone was to buy that and consume it, is it a drink? Is it kind of like a protein powder?
It is a powder, and you just mix it with water, and you drink it daily. And I drink it first thing every morning. It tastes like berry, but it has nothing artificial in it. So it's like a berry Kool-Aid, I want to say, that type of texture.
Well, I grew up with Kool-Aid. I'm sure it's not the same ingredients, though.
No.
So it's not gritty like I would when I was young and I would take the protein powder. It was always, oh my gosh, I got to take. It's like drinking chalk.
No, not like that at all.
All right. So now you develop something called Calibrate and you take that on a daily basis. And in your case, you drink it every morning. Now you've expanded your product line. What did it go into and what kind of problems that I might have or my audience might have would these products solve?
We have a product called Activate Biome because now in today's world of science, they're finding that, you know, and I'm sure most of you have heard that your gut is your second brain. So your gut health is very important with everything they're finding, whether it be your immune system, your hormones, you know, the gut-brain axis, brain trauma, it all is stemming from the gut. So the Activate Biome actually restores your gut. And I'm sure most of you have heard of probiotics. It is a form of probiotics, but it's spore biotics, which are millions of times more powerful because they are spore-based to where they get into the intestine where it can do the job to restore the good bacteria and get rid of the bad bacteria in your gut. So that is a key product. So many people mix that product also with the Calibrate because it's odorless, tasteless, and it's also a powder. And so those are two key products that we have.
This and other products came along as a result of you launched the first product, and that was Calibrate. Did you have in mind when you created the first product that all of these would fall into place, or did they come along as another ahas?
Yeah, it was more getting to know this microbiologist that is really on the forefront of what's the latest and greatest. And so he's the one that speaks all over the world on spore biotics. And so we were connected with him. And so we really wanted to get that out there when we realized how important it is for people's health.
Getting back to the business of Calibrate, you chose this type of marketing program to distribute the product. How has distribution been?
It's been great. My favorite part is seeing the testimonials that come in and seeing the impact it's making in people's health.
So you're getting a lot of repeat business.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We have people that have been on the product for 6 years since we started.
You started this 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You've been doing this quite some time then.
Yes.
I know from my own personal experience that up until just a decade ago, I thought pizza was at the top of the food chain. I didn't realize what I was eating. And I also have come to learn, as we've all learned, that the school systems are teaching our children to be dependent upon what is the corporate food chain. They've taken away the school cafeteria, which wasn't great in of itself, but now it's like Monday McDonald's, Tuesdays Taco Bell. Each day is a different product. How does this help the children of today? If I was to give it to a child, which mine are all grown up, would it help them in overcoming the challenges of childhood obesity, type 2 diabetes? Can it help them as well?
You hit it right, the nail on the head, and my passion for why I started this. You know, I said my daughter was going off to college, but the key thing, too, was wanting to make an impact, because I could just see at that point how our world is getting so sick. And children so sick, and I want to have healthy grandchildren someday. And so we do have the children's Calibrate, but also the Activate Biome, because like you said, kids are so unhealthy, and so many children have gut issues, and so many children are, if they're not obese, many are overweight, and many children have learning issues and focus problems, and it's all stemming from the gut and all the processed foods. And just like you said, the processed foods are killing us, and the preservatives in food. And that is where, you know, kids nowadays don't eat a healthy diet and no living food. They're eating all this processed junk. And so that's where the Calibrate and the Activate Biome are so key and helping children. And I can go on and on with mothers that have told us how the product has changed their children's life. It's changed their family's life because the kids are more calm and they can focus. They're not fighting with their brothers and sisters. They're feeling better. And kids ask for the product because kids don't care what's on the label or read what's on the label. It's just out of their own body wanting the product because they feel better when they drink it.
We're talking with Robin Hoffman Hack from Calibrate. Being brought up in an entrepreneurial family, she came up with an idea to help and solve a problem, and that is that we've been talking about the health of not only your brain but your body in overcoming the challenges that are the elements within our lifestyle. There's quite a bit that's out there that is polluting us, and we can see some of it, we don't see all of it. And Robin, there's so much more I can go on with and discuss with you about this. It's a fascinating product, and I wish you the best in distribution. For more information about Robin and her business, go to BizSoup, where business comes for business. That's BizSoup. Robin, thank you so much for joining us from Clarity and the Hoffman California Fabrics on this serving of Business Soup.
Thank you, John.
This has been another serving of Business Soup, where business comes for business. I'm John Debevoise, inviting you to visit the website for more servings of what is best in business.
This show has been produced by Market Domination, LLC. To discover how you can have your own show completely done for you and turn it into a real published book and become the authority in your marketplace, go to www.marketdominationllc.com/podcast offer.